Washington recently became a Wall Dogs mural community as an homage to the city's founder was painted on the historic square.
To think that nobody would come to your home and sit and watch you roll a paint on a wall, and yet for some reason we've got some economic impact.
That's Wall Dogs project manager Jay Allen. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Untland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Untland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at untland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Monday, July 20th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Advocates say the COVID-19 pandemic is overshadowing another healthcare crisis, drug dependency and addiction. Dana Vollmer reports.
Those dealing with substance use disorder are already fighting an uphill battle, made worse by the isolation of shelter-in-place measures. That's according to Sue Tisdale, who does community education on drug overdose prevention for Unity Point Health's Unity Place.
Overall, human connection, lack of human connection, is what's really taking a toll right now locally with an increase in overdoses.
Tisdale says those in recovery face restricted access to support systems like group therapy and counseling. Providers have had to get creative with how they offer services.
More than ever, our cell phones, our electronic devices are playing a key role in many various stages of substance use disorder, whether it's someone in recovery, the families, the loved ones that are affected.
Tisdale says there's still an information deficit. She says she'd like to see resources to prevent drug overdoses disseminated as widely as they are for COVID-19 prevention.
It's plastered everywhere of where you can get tested, of where you can get, you know, assistance and support, and you don't really hear too much about that when it pertains to substance use disorder.
And she says the stigma around asking for help still persists, even during the pandemic. I'm Dina Vollmer.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. At least 17 people were shot and one died over the weekend in Peoria in a slew of violent incidents. 13 of the victims were injured during a fight near the riverfront early Sunday morning. The Peoria County Jail is on lockdown after 8 detainees tested positive for COVID-19. 2 have since been released. Governor J.B. Pritzker wants it known that masks will be mandatory if and when in-person class resumes at schools this fall. He filed a lawsuit last week asking a judge to uphold the rule. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. The Wall Dogs recently painted a mural of Washington's founder, William Holland, on the side of a building in the city's historic square. WCBU's Tim Shelley spoke with Wall Dogs project manager Jay Allen about the group and why he travels across the state of Illinois and America creating art for small towns.
That's one of the interesting things, is to think that nobody would come to your home and sit and watch you roll a paint on a wall, and yet for some reason we've got some economic impact that we can bring. And so over the years, small town communities have noticed that we have this drawing power, and they've seen some of the cities around Illinois, the small towns. It is accessible public art for them, affordable, accessible public art. And for a rural community that doesn't have a lot to offer people, or if they're closer to a larger metropolitan area, it's difficult to get people to venture out of those. Give them something in the public art realm that's attractive, and in this particular case we also struck on the notion that you're telling a community's history, and it does the project of the historical society. Then it's just networking that gets us here to begin the production. So it really starts long before the wall has any paint on it or the patterns have been given, because we have to start with a story with a gentleman who, there were no cameras at the time, and the only photograph that we've got is of a bronze plaque that's in one of your municipal buildings here.
So it requires a lot of imagination on your part to try to figure out how to make this work, right?
We have to be kind of amateur detectives or genealogists to some degree, because we've got to find what is the significant story. We're being asked by a community to tell their story and to tell it in a way that's going to attract people. That's a big responsibility, but over the years it gets to be more and more reliable, and they can, the communities can trust us because we've got quite a portfolio. I believe that we're somewhere around 800 wall dog themed murals that were done by wall dogs in the wall dog style working with a community. About 800 of them in 14 countries. Illinois has close to 300 of them because the very first one in Illinois was in my hometown. The Illinois Arts Council gave us the Governor's Art Award for community. We won the tourism department's first place for community events that particular year. And it, I'll be honest with you, it empowered me locally to keep that process going. And I'm able to, in my hometown, which former Governor Edgar declared Illinois' city of murals, that's a responsibility, especially once they painted it on the water towers. It's like having my mom over my shoulder all the time when I drive into town. You can't leave that project behind. So, and it's not necessarily a direction that maybe I chose or saw myself going, but I found myself after that event in Belvedere with a great amount of responsibility, not just to my community, but also to my tribe, my fellow muralists. They came to town and they gifted my community with something just amazing. And we learned so much during that. And that was the beginning.
That was Tim Shelley's recent interview with Jay Allen, a member of the Wall Dogs Artist Group, which paints murals and signs across small-town America. For more on the mural in Washington, find our story on WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.